This is the Baptist Bible Institute, Baptist Bible Seminary course on second year Greek, sponsored by the Bible for Today. The date is November the 4th, 1982. We're going to translate the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 15 to 44, Dan and Matthew, pages 112 to 122. The teacher and professor of Greek, Dr. D.A. Waite, director of Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's open up our class tonight. We're certainly glad to see all of you here. And Mr. Arson back with us after being away last week. Let's open our class with a word of prayer, if we can, please. Dear Lord, we thank Thee again for Thy Word, which is still the most priceless treasure that Thou hast left us upon this earth. More precious than gold and silver and all that it can buy. And families, even better than families. Lord, oh, we love our families better than our homes and better than all the clothes that we could have, or cars or radios or yachts or whatever. We thank Thee that this brings us peace and joy and brings forgiveness to those who are sinners and lost and bound for hell. It brings comfort to those of us who have been saved. So as we study it tonight in this language, increase our learning of it, Lord, and may our learning be that which would please Thee, not for self-gratification or for self-indulgence, but to, in a humble heart, to learn from the feet of Thy Son. Bless us now in this class tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go ahead with John chapter 5, and I believe we're in verse 15 tonight, is that correct? Start with 15. Okay.
You know, I have recorded until I think chapter 8.
Oh.
7 or 8.
Yeah, I think then we'll run out of recording, so I'm going to have to begin recording some more as soon as we get in here.
That's what we said.
All right, Bill, why don't you take the first one? I usually start with Ruth, unless Ruth is preferred. Go ahead, Ruth. All right, for Bill, read 15.
Yes, Bill. You are the same thing.
What do you want, Bill? I'll let you.
Did you want to read
Why don't you read it? I didn't want to read this first. Then you read after. No, guess, Bill.
John 5:15. Apelthen ho anthropos, kai anengela tois judaios, kati Jesus estin ha poesas auton putie.
Is that it? Okay, I think that's it. Do you repeat there, Bill?
Okay.
Apelthen?
Okay. Apelthen ha anthropos kai an engele tois udaios.
Udaios.
Hati Jesus Christen.
Not Jesus, but Jesus, yeah. Without the rough reading, okay.
Estin ha.
Estin.
Poiesas alton hugie.
Good. Okay, Bill, go right ahead and share with that translation, please. Apelthen, from Ap Erchomai to go. This would be the aorist, Elthen.
Apo
Erchomai.
Or the men went.
All right, not the men plural, but ha.
Okay. The man went.
All right.
And
an angela, from angelo, to announce.
Okay, and announced the
choice, though, is the dative case.
Okay, to the
plural.
Judaios, would be those from Judah, namely
Judeans.
The Judeans or the Jews, all right.
Okay, that Jesus is.
Here's your poiesas from poieo, and what form of speech is that? Sas ending, poieo, poiesas, ha, poiesas with the article. That's your participle, Bill.
Participle, okay.
What tense would that be?
Future?
No, it could be with a sigma, but the alpha gives it away in the ending, alpha, sigma.
Perfect?
No. The sigma and the alpha would be the aorist. Poiesas. Hopoesis, an aorist participle from poiao, to do or to make. So, Jesus is hopoesis auton hugi.
Known?
There is the one having made.
Okay.
Auton.
So, having made him?
Mm-hmm. Hugi. From hygienic. Healthy, whole,
healed.
Mm-hmm, healed, okay. Healed. Made him well, okay, if you wish. All right, any questions further on 15? Now, let me ask Bill, what's the, I guess we've already covered the apelthen, is what? What tense would that be?
Apelthen, just be present tense.
No, that'd be aorist, the erchomai, is the word. And aperchomai, the apelthen, would be your second error. Of aperchomai to go, and anengele would probably also be the aorist, engele, not angelo, that's a changed root and it's an augment. Okay, Ruth, let me read 16 and you read it, please.
John 5:16. Kai diatuto ed diokon ton yisun ho yudaioi. Kai ed zetun. Auton apoxtena, hanti tauta et poie en sabato. John 5:7.
Okay, go ahead, Ruth. Pardon me, Ruth, for this break. Would you go ahead and, were you reading or?
You were going to have
the. Did I read it already?
I don't think so.
I think I read it, and this is 17. Now I think if you could read it. Or have you already read it? I forget.
No, I
don't
know.
Okay, you go ahead and read that.
I will read it.
Okay.
Kai dia tuto et diokon.
Is it 16 now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, pardon me.
Iesun poi iudaioi kai et zetun auton apotenai hoti tauta et poie en sabato.
Okay, does it stop there?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Because of this, the Jews were persecuting Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and they sought to kill him. They were seeking to kill him, mm-hmm. because he did these things on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and he was doing these things on the Sabbath. And so we have adiokon is what, Ruth?
Imperfect.
Dioko, to persecute, all right, to pursue, that's correct. And then ezetun, same, imperfect. And also epoia, also the imperfect, because epoia, see, just the same. Mm-hmm. And apoktenai would be what...
That would be infinitive.
Infinitive, right. Apoktenai, apoktenai, I guess is the verb. Apokteno. So, ktenai would probably be aorist. The aorist of apokteno. Yes, it would be aorist. First aorist active. All right. Any other questions on 16? All right, let's go to 17. John
5:17. 17. Hode Jesus, autois ho pater mu theos arti ergadzetai kago ergadzomai.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
But Jesus answered them, my Father said, who now or just now or
up till now, until now, mm-hmm.
up till now,
that was our thing,
mm-hmm.
Ergadzitai from ergadzo, to work,
works.
Ergadzitai, you see, is your middle, present middle,
mm-hmm. Okay, works. I work.
Kago is kai ego and I. See, kai plus ego. Kago is
okay.
And I ergadzitai, and I work. Are there any questions on 17.
Maybe like I work myself.
All right. That's the middle. Of course, the thing about it is apokrinomai, agadzomai, rather, excuse me, is a deponent verb. And as such, the forms would be looking like a middle or passive, but yet they may be translatable just as a simple present. But if it's really a middle, not just in form, but in meaning, I work for myself or by myself or for my own purposes, that could be a middle translation. That's right. Any other questions on?
Is that a middle or is it a...
Yes, apokrinato with the ta is the first aorist middle, right? Apokrinomai.
And that
would mean what? Well, again, apokrinomai is a deponent verb. It ends in omai and has no real present, so many times this is used as a present. See, even though it's middle in form. However, if it were really, he answered for himself or for his own benefit, you see. Sometimes that could be definitely a middle, and you could think of it as a middle, even though it's a deponent. So, in other words, if it just had an apokrino, that'd be one thing. But apokrinomai, see, with the my ending, is a deponent that doesn't have the other one. There is a verb for apokrino, I believe, shouldn't be all right. Krino is a word, it's a verb to judge. Any other questions on number 17? All right, let's go to 18th now.
John 5:18.
Because of this, they were seeking...
Then or therefore, right, because of this.
They were seeking more, the Jews were seeking the more to kill him. Because not only he loosed...
Right, he loosed or broke, to break down, he broke or loosed.
Every Sabbath, but he said...
But also, not only, but also, ala kai would be but also.
He said, God was his own father.
God was his
father.
Well,
he was saying God
was his own, Edion.
His own father, making himself equal to God.
All right, that's true. Making himself equal to God. And there is the deity of Christ. It's as clear as anything. Directly right in there, no question about it. As Zaytun would be what tense? As Zaytun, as before, from Zaytatwa.
Imperfect.
Was seeking. And Apokhtena again. Instead of Eris, actually instead of Apokhtena, to kill once and for all. Just like what murderers the religious people were. And Elue would be what?
Imperfect.
Imperfect also from Leo, to loose, to let down, to break. All right, Elege, of course, is also imperfect of Lego. Was saying that God, his father, exclusively, or own, his own father, God is his own father. All right, making himself equal with God, to God. All right, any questions for the 19? All right, 19, please.
John 5:19. Apokrinato un ho Jesus, kai eten autois, amen, amen. Lego humin, u dunatai hakuyas poyen as hel tu uden, ean meti blepe tu patera poyunta.
It's ton patera. That's the mistranslation, misreading. Not tu patera, but ton patera.
Hagar an ekenos poye, tauta kai hakuyas homoyos poye.
All right, that was undoubtedly the fault of the poor eyes, that tom and the tooth, you know, at that particular time of the morning or day or whatever it was, I was president. All right, I read. Right ahead, please. Is it Bill?
Yes.
All right.
Then or therefore,
all right.
Jesus answered and said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, is not, let's see, the son is not able,
mm-hmm. not able, good son,
to do or to make of himself
or by himself,
by himself.
Who then? Yeah. Nothing. He's not able nothing. To make nothing. See, we would say anything, but the Greek says "ou" instead of "thing." It's nothing. Not one thing. He's not able by himself to do one single thing.
If
and t a n may is unless. See, okay. Except a n may is if not, which is similar to except or unless.
Okay. Except. What?
Yeah, what? T. Blepe. What he might see.
Might see.
From Blepo.
The father. Let's see. What
is it? Poyunta.
Okay.
From Poyunta.
Doing.
Alright, so what he sees the father doing.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, any questions further on?
I got
some more. I'm sorry.
For that thing, or
how would be neuter plural for what things on, which is sort of a soever, it's indefinite, a canas poie,
okay. Or
direct object poie
that, okay.
Well, that one or that he does, what things soever, whatever things he does, that one does.
And
also Kaisi.
Mm-hmm.
Tauta.
Also this
plural, plural neuter
these.
Plural. These things.
Okay.
Tauta. It's the tuta, omicron, and tata, plural. Tuta, plural.
These things, the son.
Homoios, homogenized, same, similarly, likely.
Same,
similarly.
Does.
All right, also, similarly, does.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end?
Yes.
That is. Okay, blepe is what tense and blepo. That's the regular present active subjunctive, whatever Aon may, Aon with a subjunctive, he might see.
Mm-hmm.
Father do, Dunatai, of course, the regular present from Dunamai, Dunamai, Akwe in the present. All right, any other questions on 19? All right, 20, please.
John 5:20. Hogar pater file ton buyon, kai panta dignusin auto. Ha autos poie, kai mezona tuton dexe auto erga, hina humes ta mazete.
Alright.
When father loving son and showed him all things.
Dexus sin would be showed. I think it's the regular presence. He's convicting me. He's showing. Mm-hmm.
He's showing him. Mm-hmm. All things that he's doing,
mm-hmm.
and greater.
No, showing to him. Did you say to him? I didn't understand.
Yes.
All right. All things that he's doing. Mm-hmm.
And greater than these.
And greater things, I meant to not in the neuter plural. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And these, he will show to him. He shows. He's showing.
No, Dixie. From dignity.
He will show to
that's
him.
Right. But I get the sigma there. That's the future.
In order that ye may marvel.
Alright. Any questions on 20? Dignity, we said before this? Dignity.
Present,
just the regular present tense. From dignity, and then foyer present, commended on to from dixay. Of course, dixay is the
future.
Future, all right? Because you got the sigma there, and that's the change the stem. All right, any other questions on this one here? Tamadzeta would be what? From tamadzo.
Subjunctive.
All right, that would be subjunctive, definitely. And tamadzo, to wonder. That's the present subjunctive, active, from tamadzo. All right, any further questions or comments on 20? 5:21, please.
John 5:21. Hosper gar corpater egire tus necrus, cae doa poe, puto cae hohuios, hus tele doa poe. John 5.
Okay. Bill?
For whosoever,
This is 21? Are we 21? Or just as. Okay. Or just as. Host right. Prayer.
Just as.
In the same manner as.
The Father.
Mm-hmm.
Raises up the dead. And. Forgives them life.
Mm-hmm. And Zoa is life. And Father makes life. Gives them life.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them life. Makes them to live. Puto. Thus or so. Kai.
Thus also that the Son
Tele from Tello
to wish is not
or wants or wills. No not.
That's not okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
Wills or wants to actually excuses start hochweos zoopoe, that is gives life or makes to live whos tele. That's the way the order you should read that.
What is whos?
Those whom. Mm-hmm. See, it's from hos he ha, is your elder pronoun, I guess. Hos he ha. It's the hos masculine. Whos, remember, is the accusative plural. Whos. Like tus, like in the article tus. Alright, so ha and tus. So he, zoopoe, gives life or makes life, makes to live, hus tele, the ones whom he wishes. You see, the ones whom he wills, he makes to live, he gives life to. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that? Just the end of that verse? Alright, egere, of course, is ready to present. And so for a present, all these are presents to tell us, to wish, to will. Any questions on that then? He has the power to give life and to make life. No distinction between the Father and the Son. That's the resurrection power. Alright, 22 please.
I 22. Udegar hopater krene udema. Allah ten krisin hasan dedoke to huyo. John.
Okay, that's it.
For the Father is judging, is that nothing?
That's right.
But he has given all.
See, nothing, because it's got the udena, the neuter, see. It'd be uden if it'd be no one, or udes, I guess, whatever the accusative. Okay?
But he has given all judgment to the Son.
All right. Is that the end of that verse? Okay. All right, that's correct. While the judges, nothing, but has given all judgment. Dedoke as well. Perfect from didomi. Didomi, yes, right. Didomi, the perfect active, all right? And has given the reduplication, but you got didomi, but it's a different root, dead instead of did, therefore it's the perfect tense. Has given all judgment. So the Lord Jesus is going to be judging sinners and saints alike, right? All judgment given to that Son. That's a powerful power that he had. All right, 23 is it?
5:23. Hena pantes timosi ton buion, kathos timosi ton patera, hame timon ton buion, utima ton patera, ton pemsanta al ton.
Okay.
In order that all
from Timothy
honor
to honor,
the value of the Son
might honor the son. Mm-hmm.
Is it good or
the kakos, just as kakos, kata, kos, just like.
Just as, or just like, he honors.
No, they honor. Tomosi is the third plural.
Okay. They honor the father.
Mm-hmm.
Or, the one not honoring the son.
Does not
honor the father. The one believing him?
To believe him with tempo instead of to believe, which would be patho. Tempo is to send.
Okay, the one sending him.
The one sending him, and this would be the one having sent him, because it's pemp santas from tempo. It's a pemp, and whenever you get the sigma in the root, it's what tense generally.
Is that
aorist? Aorist, right. That's first aorist, the sigmatic aorist. Pemp santas, having sent him. All right, that's the end of that one, Isabel.
Yes.
Any questions asked further on 23? Timosi, might honor, might value, timao, might put a monetary value on the father and on the son. Subjunctive present of Timao. All right, I guess that's most of that. And Pem Santa is aorist participle, the one having said it. All right, let's go to the next one, 24.
John 5:24. Amen, amen, lego humin, hati hatan logon mu akuon, kai testelon to Pem Santi met, eke zoen ionion. Kai eis chrisen uk erketai, ala metabebiken ek tu thanatu eis tein zoein.
All right, Ruth.
Truly, truly, I say to you that the one hearing me and believing in the one who sent me.
Oh, wait a minute, hearing me only? You missed
hearing
something.
My words.
That's right.
And believing in the one who sent me is having life eternal. And is not coming into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
All right, good. And the Pimpsanti meh is what?
That's the aorist.
The aorist participle. Pimpo, all right, the aorist participle. And it's the locative instrumental datum in the one, believing in something. And the metabebikin is what? That's true.
Perfect.
Perfect. Metabino. The bebikin. The duplicated root. The tip off of the perfect. Has passed from death into life and is presently in the state of having passed. See, it's the past assured result of the continuation of the results into the present. The perfect tense. Very good. That means we have eternal life right now, not when we die, is it? Has. Eke. Zoe and Ionia. Pass from death unto life, and you never can pass that way again, because once you've got life, you don't have death again. Any other questions or comments on 24? It's a good gospel verse. All right, 25.
John 5:25. Amen, amen, lego humin.
Notice all the times Lord Jesus uses amen, amen. Mm-hmm. This verily, verily, this truly, truly. Many, many times. That means that you've got to take notice of those double words like that.
Hote erketai hora kai nun estin, hote hoi nekroi, akusontai tes ponais tu viu tu theu, kai hoi akusantes zesontai.
Verily, verily, I say to you that the hour comes and is now.
Mm-hmm. That's your temporal quen. See, hati would be that. Hate is a temporal quen rather than pronoun, alright?
When the dead.
Mm-hmm, the dead ones.
Dead ones.
The plural sense, although we just say dead as a collective.
Will hear.
That's right.
The voice of the Son. of God.
Notice we'll hear of the voice. Remember the ablative after the verbs of hearing. Go ahead.
Of the voice.
Well, no, it just means they hear the voice, but I'm just saying of the voice.
No, no, I know.
All right. Go ahead. Son of God. And
the ones hearing.
Is it rightfully hearing? It's all right hearing, but the akusantos from akuo.
That will hear?
Yeah, no, not future. But there's no future part as well. Let me see. I'm just trying to say, is there a future part? Well, what verse are we on here? It's 25? 25. No, you see, there's no future participle as far as I know. I don't want to make a blank statement, but this is the aorist. See, akus with a sigma. See, let me get that sigma in there. It's an aoristic look to the akuo root. See, so that's it. So the ones having heard, see, it's not just the ones hearing right now, but the ones who have heard the voice, see, in the past, they've received it. All right? What? Zaisontai. Zao?
Will have life?
Will live, yeah. Will live or will have life, yes, right? They shall live. Any questions on 25? Archetype present first. Akusontai is what? Makuo.
Participle,
right. And a kusantes, now you see, you think that would be the, what kind of participle is well, not a kusantai, wouldn't that be a participle, no. A kusantai would be from a kuo. The untai ending is third plural, isn't it? Third plural, so it would be the akus root instead of a kuo would be what? A kuo is to hear, what is a kusantai?
You mean as it appears here?
The tense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just said it was aorist saturation?
Yeah. Well, no, akusantai. No, you see, akusantes. You
on
see,
okay.
See, that's different. That's the aorist part, yeah. But the akusantai would be the what? Shall future. It's a future tense. Akusantai, shall hear. I think there are textual variants in it. By the way, this stirring of the water, I should have maybe mentioned in verse 3 of John 5, or John 3, 5, 3 and 4, is taken out of the Westcott and Cortex, but it's very definitely a part of our Greek New Testament, a very strong textual evidence for it. But apparently, the other text, I think, has a sort of the akusantai, they have akusus in, which is the future active indicative. Of course, akusantai would be the future middle. They shall hear for themselves and for their own benefit, which I think is closer to the accurate picture. All right, and they, having heard, shall live. Again, the zaisantai is future also. Any questions further on 25?
I observed that the words for Jesus. Amen. This is like in Romanian language. There's no other other words used, but Amen.
That's right. Same thing in Romanian. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, 26, please.
John 5:26. Hoster gar hopater eche zoein en hel to, hutos edoke kai to huyo zoein echein en hel to.
All right.
For just as the Father is having life in himself, is hutos so?
So, with us. Mm-hmm.
So, he gave also to the Son to have life in himself.
Right, that's good. Any questions on that one there? Edoke is what? Aorist. Edoke from didomi. Edoke, right? That's aorist. Gave. Let's see, what other? That's 26. All right. Let's go on to 27. There's no other comment on that question. He has life in himself. In other words, he's got life, and he can lay down his life. At the cross, when he said, I dismissed the Spirit, he had the power to just lay his life down, just as deity. Only deity has that power to dismiss the Spirit. And he took it. When this work of the cross is finished, it is finished, the suffering for the sins of the world. All right, next verse.
John 5:27. kai exousian edoken auto, kai krisen poien, hati guias anthropu esti.
Okay.
And he gave power or authority to him, and judgment to do.
He gave power authority to him, and also to do judgment.
Son of man.
Because he is the Son of Man. So he's given him to render poiens. He pray means to do or to make. In this case, to render judgment or to make judgment also, because he's Son of Man. Questions on 27? All right, 28 then.
John 5:28. Menitha mazdetet tuto. Hoti erketai hora. En he pantes poi en tois me meois. Akusontai. John 5:29.
Do not ye wonder at this, because the hour is coming in which all the ones in the graves will hear the voice. His voice, and shall proceed out.
What's the force of metamadzete? What tense is tamadzete? That is imperative. What tense is that?
Tamadzo.
Tense?
I think it would be present.
Present from tamadzo. So what's the force of metamadzete? The prohibition in present time,
as opposed to error.
That's right.
So it's
you stop your wondering. See, or may with the error stands for the force be.
Yeah, I mean, don't start.
Don't even begin to wonder. That's right. They hadn't begun, but now stop your wondering. They were wondering. They were perplexed. And hay. Why is the hay in the? What gender is that?
In which?
What gender is hay?
Feminine.
Why is that feminine? That's right. Hour? That's right. Hora is feminine, therefore the hour in which. All right, then akusontai is what?
Akusontai is the future.
All right, future of akuo. All right, that's correct. And ekporeusontai also is what?
Future
also. All right. Fine. Go right ahead. Any other questions on 28? Wonderful resurrection. Those that are in the grave. Now, here it's those that are in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of God. I think that's physical resurrection. I believe up in the earlier verse up there, those who hear verse 25, he's talking about the dead ones shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they who having heard shall live. I think that's the spiritual becoming eternally saved. See, I believe that's eternal life. But here, it's all that are in the graves, you see. Because here he says, all that are in the graves, the hour is coming and now is. Right now, when the dead ones are here. In the spiritual sense, when they hear savingly that Christ is their Savior, then they're passed from death into life and they're made alive. But here, it says, the hour is coming. It doesn't say, and now is. When they are in the graves, shall hear the voice. So there's a spiritual life and then there's a physical resurrection as well. All right, 29, is it?
Kai ektoresontai, hoi ta.
I don't know whether that's in the right one or not. That's for come forth. I don't know whether we got the fourth. What does the King James say, though? Then shall come forth in 29 or 28?
29, shall come forth.
Okay. It's not in the last, it's included in the last verse, so Ruth did, right?
Gata pois antes, eis anastasin zoes, hoide ta saula prax antes, eis anastasin chryseos.
All right, then. And shall come forth, you might say, ek poreos sontai, shall come forth by themselves,
right.
For themselves.
Let's see.
Koi pois presantes.
The ones doing.
Mm-hmm. But here again, is it doing? Pois, there's a sigma in that. Remember when the sigma intrudes in the stem of poieo.
Okay. Ones.
A pois, so what would the tense be?
It's aorist.
Aorist tense, first aorist, the sigmatic. So if one's having heard.
Having heard.
Or having done, pardon me, I got the wrong word, poieo. Having done.
Having done.
Ta agapa.
What is that? I'm not sure.
Agapas is good.
Oh, good. Okay.
So ta agapa is the good things. Neuter plural, right?
Was having done the good things.
See, in the verb here is ek poreosontai, shall come forth. Those doing good shall come forth, understood. Unto anastasin zois.
Unto resurrection life.
Resurrection of life.
Of life.
Mm-hmm. Why that? By way of contrast. On the other hand.
Yeah. But on the other hand.
Hoi praxantes. From plaso. To practice.
Practice, okay. Once having practiced, follow
worthless things.
Okay, once having practiced worthless things into resurrection, into
the resurrection
of judgment.
Of judgment, okay. Any questions
evil
on that?
Evil things. Those who have been.
Pardon me?
Evil things.
Evil things, yeah. Tafala, the worthless evil, yeah. The evil is the good word evil, too. The evil, worthless, in the sense of evil, too. That's true. Kakos, remember we asked about that once before. Mm-hmm. Praxantes is what tense, Bill? From praso. Okay, you got the sigma in there again.
Right, well, that's the. The
aorist parcel, huh? Okay, our time signal, we're now tuned up, 9 o'clock. I'm a little behind because of next call, but we'll proceed. Okay, verse 30.
John 5:30. U dunamai ego poien ap hemautu uden, kathos akuo krino, kai e Christus he eme dikaya esten. Hote uze to trothelema trohemon, ala trothelema tu femsantos me patros.
I am not able to do anything by myself or of myself. What is that? Of myself or
of myself or by myself? Mm-hmm.
Just as I am hearing, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I am not seeking my will, but the will of the Father sending me.
Except sending should be Hemsantas from temple.
Who sent
that's
me?
That's the Father who sent her, having sent her. Right, from Aorist. All right, very fine. Hemsantas, who we've now discovered, is what? Aorist of temple, right. All right, that sounds good. We'll go ahead and there's another question on that. Notice the M-A and the M-on, possessive pronouns here used in this fashion. The will, the mind, the judgment of the mind, my judgment.
Many times he always says of the Father, the one can continually repeat that.
That's right. The one having something, he wants to emphasize until these Jews either believe it or disbelieve it, that it was the Father that actually sent him, that he was in heaven from all eternity and he was sent by the Father. See, and that's the thing that really made them so mad. Because they didn't believe that the Father sent him at all. See? So he keeps emphasizing that, that's right. Mm-hmm. One having sent me. Any other comments on that one? Good question. 5:31, Bill.
John 5:31. Ean ego maturo peri hemautu. He maturia mu uk esten aletheis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I witness concerning myself, my witness is not true.
Okay, that's good. My testimony, my witness is not true. All right, 32, Fisher.
John 5:32. Alos esten hamateron peri emu, kai oida hati aletheis esten
another is the one witnessing concerning me, and I know that the witness that he is witnessing concerning me is true.
Okay. And the hain, why is the hain there? Explain that hain.
The witness that. Mm-hmm,
the witness. Why is the hain? What's the form of the hain?
Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
It is
that's possible.
Accusative?
Accusative? Huh? What gender would it be?
It must be feminine.
Feminine, go with hematuria. And the form of the word is what? What do you call it? And what part of speech would that be? The hain.
Is that
a pronoun? That's a relative pronoun. It's like hoss, hay, hoff. You know, the hain is the hay. The witness which, in other words, it's that very, we use this all the time, the hos, the ha, the ha, the hus, remember all these huses, hos, and ha, very, very prevalent. You have to really know that relative pronoun, the one who, the one which, the one that, any of those translations. All right, 33, please.
John 5:33. Humes, atestalkatet, pros Ioannem, kai memarturike, te aletheia. John.
Okay.
We.
That's the we. It's the humes instead of hemes. It's humes, which is what?
They.
Not they.
Oh, you. Mean. You.
You. You. Oh, this
okay.
is you.
Okay, that's fine.
Apostel got that from apostelomai. 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 Excuse me.
What's that?
Apostel is to send forth, like an apostle. Okay. Apostel.
You sent forth. Let me see. You sent forth to John, and he.
Mamaturao.
And what's the witness? I'm mm-hmm. trying to say.
And mem would be what?
That's in a
perfect. Duplicate would be perfect, yes. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And he
has witnessed
the truth.
All right. Witnessed concerning the truth, or witnessed the truth. Born witness to the truth. All right. So you sent forth to John. You sent an embassy toward John, asking what, who I was, and he has borne witness to the truth. The perfect tense of Martorell. 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 Right? Any questions on that one?
I was wrong. Sure. He's talking about John, not the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, apparently so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead then, Ruth, for 34.
5:34. Ego de u para anthropu ten martorian lambano, ala tauta lego. Hena humes sotete.
But I am not receiving the witness from man.
Mm-hmm.
But these things I say in order that ye should be saved.
She should be saved. She might be saved. And so, lambano present, of course, and sotete. Ruth would be what?
Structure. Subjunctive.
Subjunctive. Now what tense subjunctive would that be? From what verb?
Subjo.
Subjo. Okay, this would be with a theta eta. Did give away for what?
That would be the passive.
Right, aorist passive, right? It's the aorist, because it's so theta. See, theta, I accept that when we get into trouble when it's in the rectal root, it would be the aorist passive, so that you or ye might be saved, is it? The passive, aorist passive, might be saved once for all. That's why he said these things. Any questions on this further? 535, please.
John, 535. Tekinos ein hozuchnos hotaiomenos kai spinal humes de eta lepate agalias thenai pros horan ento forti autu.
That one was
speaking of John the Baptist again, all right?
That one was the
luchnos would be a light, a lampstand, a lamp.
That one was the light, the
Kaiomenos, from Kaio to burn. Kaiomenos.
The one burning.
The one burning.
And
final, from final. You know what that verb is, Bill? To shine, to show forth.
The one showing forth.
Right, the burning and shining or showing forth light. That's what John the Baptist was. Alright.
You, but you.
Or and you, either one and or but you.
You.
It's the least from what birth?
Fellow,
which means
to wish you well.
To wish you well. So this is the Ada prefix.
Aorist.
Aorist, alright. And the sigma, see the Asapta, see the Sapta, and that sigma also, that's a dead giveaway, aorist.
And you know, wished.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted, or were willing, were, you know, in a sense of willing, in a sense of being willing to. You were willing to what? Agalesthenai.
It's an infinitive, say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Infinitive.
I think.
From agaliao, which is to rejoice, to jump for joy. Okay. And the thenai ending, the theta eta. Aorist passive infinitive. So you wished, you were willing, you wished to be pepped up, to be rejoicing, to be exuberant, you see. Cross
to
the honor.
To.
Or to respect to the honor.
Quran. What does that mean?
That's John. You honor. John. Right? Meaning John the Baptist.
I'm sorry, I skipped
one line, I was off, pardon me. Quran would be our. See, Quran would be like our.
Okay.
Quran.
In the.
Well, I see. In other words, you were willing to rejoice past Quran for an hour, for a season, for a little while.
In the.
What the L2?
The light?
That's right. Out
in your light.
Not,
his light.
In his light. Okay. So I got asthenai, aorist passive. We got a telesata, esete, aorist, aorist from fellow. And kaiomenos, present partial, final, preferent. Okay, I guess that's all of that. He was a shining and a burning light. Kaio, that burn. Caustic. I think we get the word caustic from burn, a similar. Any other questions on 35?
He says, and you were willing for a season to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that saying that the people accept him for...
Yes, for a little while. They thought John was a prophet, and that's why the Pharisees didn't answer the Lord Jesus, the baptism of John. Was it of heaven or of men? They said, if we answer, it's of men, or of heaven, rather, the Lord Jesus will say, well, why didn't you believe him? If they say it's of men, they feared the people because they were stoned. They thought, all thought that John was a prophet. They really had high esteem of him. So they were willing to bask in his light for a while and rejoice, but then they chopped off his head and all were glad for it. All right, anything else? And he lost his head because of the sanctity of marriage. Never forget it. And that woman that he lived with that was not his wife, but his brother Philip's wife. His brother Philip, I think, was in Abilene, north Syria. In fact, doesn't it say here, Philip's jurisdiction over here? Map? Salome? Let's see. What does it say? Philip? Is it Philip here? Yeah, Philip right there. See this thing here? Philip. These are the boundaries of Philip. I guess it's over here, isn't it? This is Philip. The orange, a huge thing. Trachonitis, Iturea, Galilaeus, Arius. A huge portion was Philip. And the other portion was Herod. Where's Herod? Here's Herod Antipas, the Green. See, he was Galilean. Herod's jurisdiction was Galilee. His brother Philip was a huge place. He eyed Philip's wife. He took Philip's wife. And Philip was without a wife. And Philip was still living. There was no death there. So as far as I'm concerned, he lost his head and was decapitated and murdered by these vicious people, although Herod liked him, but because of the deal he made, you know, with his stepdaughter, whatever, he lost his head because he maintained that only death breaks the marriage bond. And since Philip was still living, and this wife was now living with Herod in adultery, and that's unlawful, see, it's only death. See, now if there had been any way of divorce, see, short of death, in other words, like they say, the exception clause and so on, John never would have had to lose his head. He could say, well, the law sanctioned divorce in this case. But you see, the fact of it was, Philip was still living. And that's why he stood strong in the thing. And it's very definite. It's not lawful for thee to have him. See? So that's Philip. How did I get off on John the Baptist? He was a bright and shining light. And he was a shining light until they turned him in and were willing to kill him. All right, where were we? What verse? 37?
Going to 36, I think.
36, okay.
John 5:36. Ego de echo te maturian mezzo to Ioannu.
Is that the end of that one?
I don't think so.
All right.
Tagar erga ha eroke moi ho pater hina teleoso auta ta erga ha ego poio mature periemu hati ho pater me apestalke.
Okay. That root of bell, I forget. It is thou.
Yes. I have a greater witness than John for the works that the Father gave me.
By the way, notice the comparative adjective, mezzo to, with the genitive, which we studied about in the animation. Okay? For, go ahead, the works which.
The works that the Father gave me in order that I should finish them.
These are the works which I do, right?
Okay. I don't know where it finishes. Where
keep going a little bit more. Well, I guess it's the works which I do, Marco Rey.
They witness concerning right. me that the Father has sent me.
Okay, now why is Marco Rey what it is? What is Marco Rey? Marco Rey? What person is this?
Third person.
Plural or singular?
Singular.
What does it work with?
That was the rule that you remembered something about the near plural. Noun takes a
singular verb. So that's it. The works witnesses actually were witnesses. Mm-hmm. And the apostelke is what? 37? Apostello? All right. Eris? Apostello. Different root. And so it's a different area. That's 36? 36. Okay. In this case, though, it's a different root, but it is, in this case, a perfect. It's the apostolke. Rather than, see with a kappa. See, the kappa gets in there. The kappa ending is a perfect. And that's a signal for a perfect. So it's the Father has sent me or has sent me. Okay, any other questions on the 30? That was 36, was it? And okay, of course, we've got. All right, let's go to 36.
In the Romanian language, the Philip's wife is called Herodiada, Herodiada.
Oh, Herodias, that's right, Herodiada.
And
Herodias.
Yes, and her daughter, Salome.
Salome, right?
You know that she was living with Caligula, with the little boots.
Little boots?
Yeah, the one who came after the Tiberius.
Oh, is that right? You mean the daughter was living with Tiberius?
Yes.
Oh, what was his name?
Caligula.
Little boots?
Caligula.
Oh, no, Caligula.
That's the word, I believe.
Yes, but little boots, that's
Little what? Boots is translated.
Oh, I see. That's what's Caligula means? Little boots?
Well, I can tell you in short what it means. His father was Germanicus, the legion commander. And the little boy saw his father commanding the legion. So when his father was not there, he came in front of the legion and he was commanding.
Oh,
and the legionnaire, to have fun, they executed. So other legionnaire, to have more fun, made him little boots to appear like a commander.
Oh, made him little boots. So I see, that's interesting history.
Yeah.
Good. All right, and we're ready to go to the next one. Thank you.
John 5:37. Kai hoptumspas me pater.
There it is again, right?
Autos me martuleke peri emu. Ute phonein autu ake koate popate. Ute eidos autu heo rakate.
Alright. Bill.
And the spirit or
heo rakate. It's a perfect of horao, you see. It's like memmaturekan is your perfect, and
akokoeta.
Yes, I think the K and the kate. The kappa is your usual giveaway, not always, but usual, for the perfect. And the sigma alpha is your aorist, usually. All right, any other thoughts on that? All right, 38, is it?
John 5:38. Kai ton logon autu, uk echete menonta and humine.
Is that it? Or a little bit normal?
Hoti hon apestelen ekenos, tuto humes u pestewete.
Alright.
And his word ye do not have remaining in you, because that one that sent forth.
Mm-hmm. For he whom he sent forth, the one whom he sent forth, right?
This one, ye are not believing.
Okay, is that the end of that one? All right, pestewate, present, and epestelan is what, Ruth?
Aorist.
All right, aorist, and apostello. Okay, let's move on. Let's see. Did we get menonta is what? Uk echete menonta. Is that the right verse here? Yeah, I'm in the right verse. All right, from meno, so this would be what tense?
Present,
because it's just got the same root. You do not have remaining in you. All right, next verse, please. 39.
John 5:39. Ereonate. Tas graphas, hoti humes, docete, en autais, zoein ionion, echen, kai echenai, eisen, hai, marturusai, peri emu.
All right.
Something's.
That's to seek or to search out. Search.
Is
a good word.
Seek.
From L's. Ereo nao, all right? Present tense, continue to seek, all right?
Because ye, or you.
That's a you, ye, plural. Dokeo is to seem or to appear. You think.
Do you say you seem?
It seems to you, or you okay. Think.
Okay, it seems...
You suppose...
You,
and autais, referring back to what word, class? Tas graphas, all right? Scriptures. feminine, feminine. Altais in
eternal life.
In them, you see.
You have
in them, altais would be in them, Bill. You think you think in them,
echen to have eternal life.
Okay.
And
can I
these.
All right. Again, referring back to graphos, feminine, plural. Asin.
These are the ones witnessing concerning me.
All right. Maturusai. It's actually aorist, therefore, excuse me, present. Well, it is aorist. No, wait, it's a present. Marturero, Maturusa. But it looks like it's very much an aorist, Maturusa. I don't see how that's an aorist. Maturusa. Maturero. It looks aorist to me, doesn't it? Let's look that up and see there. One. The psi ending is a aorist ending, and I have a reading in here, it's present. Let's eliminate that befuddlement. Marturo. Marturusi, I can see that's present. Marturusi, that's also present. All right, that must be a different ending. It's present, all right. They are ones that witness, bear witness to me. Now, it's the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, that bear witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember in Luke 24, he opened up another scriptures to understand, and Moses and the prophets and all. All right, search the scriptures. They testify to me. Any other questions on that? Many types and shadows in the Old Testament that speak of our Savior. All right, next verse then, please.
John 5:40. Kai u selata el thane trusma.
And you will not come towards me in order that ye should have life.
Alright, and you will not come towards me to me that ye might have life. Alright, echete would be what? Echete.
Subjunctive,
regular, what tense? Recho. Mm-hmm. Regular present tense. Uthelita. You're not willing to. Elthane. Notice that elthelita is more than just a simple futurity. You know, you read it in English, you will not come to me. You will, just like it be, you will not in the future. Mm-hmm. Well, but this is, you do not have a will to do so. You do not have a strong will to come. Elthane, of course, would be what tense?
Infinitive.
And in what tense would that be? From Erchomai. Elthain. Elvon.
What is it you're asking?
And what is the tense there?
What is the tense?
Mm-hmm. It's aorist tense, right? From Erchomai to come. Well, it's a different form. In other words, Erchomai is the word to come, and then Elphon, remember? Elphon. But then the infinitive doesn't have the augment, so it's an Elthain. See? It's second aorist of Erchomai. All right, any questions further on that one?
Be better to say you are not willing to come toward me.
That's right. You are not willing. That's right. It would make it clear that that's a separate word. Okay?
Same thing in Romanian language, though.
Yeah, same thing. Good. All right, number 41, is it?
John 5:41. Doxan para anthropon u lambano. John.
Okay.
I receive not glory or honor.
That's good. Or honor or praise?
From men.
From men, okay. That's good. Let's go on to 42.
542. Al egnoka himas hotitein agapein to theu uk echete en tel tois. John?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I have known you that ye do not have the love of God in yourselves.
All right, in yourselves, or among yourselves, or in you, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, egnoka. Egnoka is the perfect, that's right, of ginosko. So I have known you, that you don't have the love of God in you. Okay, any question then? In yourselves or among yourselves? But our next verse, please.
5:43. Ego eleutha ento onomati tu patras mu, kai u lampanate me, ean alos elthe ento onomati to idio ekinon lipseste.
All right. From Erchomai, it's Eleilutha, beautiful, perfect. That's the irregular perfect of Erchomai. I have come. Eleilutha.
I have come in the name of my Father and receive.
Lambanate.
Receive
that's
not
right.
Me.
Then you are not receiving me. You're not accepting me, okay?
If
that's right, if Aaron.
If all
what? Alas. Another.
All or another.
If another one.
If another one
of the same kind as I am. Not a heteros one, a different sort, but the same kind that is opposing an antichrist. See, almost like me, would come, go ahead, and he will one day come.
If another
one else might come.
Might come in the name of another.
His own name, see, Idio. Idio,
okay.
His own name. Lipseste is from Lambano, but it's a future of Lambano, to take or receive.
He shall receive that one?
Future middle, yes, you shall receive that one. You shall accept that one. Mm-hmm. Shall accept that one for yourself. It's future middle indicative. So you shall receive for yourself gladly that one. Any questions on that one there? 43. All right, Ruth, finish it off with 44, please.
John 5:44. Tos dunaste humes pistelsai doxan para alelon lambanontes kai ten doxan ten para tu monu theou.
Who's
they take death?
Alright.
How are ye able to believe, receiving glory from yourselves and the glory of the only God, from God only,
mm-hmm.
You're not seeking?
Okay, the glory that comes from God only, you're not seeking. Alright, they take that. And, Pistelsai to Aorist.
Is it the glory that comes from God only, or the glory from the only God?
The glory which paratu manu theou. It's the glory which from God only comes, because it's the glory tain para from God only. See, it's not the only God, but it's God alone. You see, that's the sense, instead of the only God. It's an interesting difference there, Ruth. Monos is in the attributive position, is it not? And it seems like it would be the only God, just like the toss, the two monu, theou. That was what we're studying tonight in our Dana and Manny, an attributive position. Mm-hmm. Is there, but in some instances, and this may be an exception, God alone would go back to receive, or from God alone. It's a predicative statement that they're making about God, you see. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it would make more sense with the sentence.
Yes.
Talking about glory from themselves and then glory from God.
From God alone only, that's right. I think that's the best way to have it. It's like an adverb going with a verb rather than an adjective going with that noun, God. Any other questions on that?
The Romanian language is from only one God.
Only one God.
Yeah.
Okay. Only one, from the only God. Well, you know, either way, you could make a case for either way. I wouldn't want to be dogmatic, but yeah, both are true, right. All right, very quickly, it's 9:33, our usual time to quit, and we're here in Dana and Maddie. Take a quick look at page 112 prepositional phrases. They may be used in conjunction with adjectives, nouns, pronouns, adverbs, and forming phrases. And a lot of the different phrases are given. They serve as, for instance, as conjunctions. For instance, akri hu, until, af hu, since, anth hon, which means anti hon, because, top of page 113, f ho, which is epi ho, because, f hoson, in as much as, and as long as, and then kaf hoson, in as much as or since, and then dft, why, and ht, why, and n ho, why. In other words, these are expressions that are made up, and we just have to learn these little tricks of the prepositional phrases. And a beautiful diagram that really tells the functions of these prepositions, doesn't it? Ana, para, apo, and so on. And, hupa, kata, dia, ace. I think that's descriptively telling their basic functions. And then the following phrase indicates chiefly as adverbs, apo merus, in part, apo pote, from that time on, ap arti, henceforth, dia pantos, always, that is through all, completely, esto pantelas, esto palin, again, esto iona, forever, that's used many times, everlasting life, esto iona, up until the age, the final age of eternity. Entake, quickly, ento metaxu, meanwhile, and aletheia, sincerely or genuinely, ep eologiais, bountifully, kat idion, privately, and kat agnoion, ignorantly. These are all adverbial prepositional phrases. And they, again, must be learned, and you can't really memorize. You have to sort of see what they fit into. Then the prepositional meanings classified, page 114 in that chart. That's a very helpful chart. If you're ever looking at relationship or position or cause, which prepositions can be because of, see, and you look down the line, purpose. One, two, three, four, five. Five other prepositions can be for purpose. Or agency, that's an interesting one. By, apo, dia is by, and en is by, or hupa is by. Those four agencies. And many times, remember, primary agency is generally hupa, dia is secondary agency usually. And they relate usually to people. N is an agency usually with things, by which, or by means, or by this particular item. And so, apo sometimes is people also. So that's a good, interesting chart. Any questions on any of these things here? Then on page 115 at the top, occasionally they can be translated as adjectives. Sound and true is an example. I won't go into detail on that. Blameless, apo de mias. Then a phrase kata bathus, meaning deep. They occur in the attributive position, that is, they follow the article. They're adjectival in function, usually. And that's what this one is, the only God, to follow the article. It could be adjectival, meaning the only God. But there's some exceptions to that. We'll see a little bit later. The in acrobustia pistos, the in uncircumcision faith. See, they illustrate these attributive position, prepositional phrases as an action. The from Thessalonica Jews, and so on. He was teaching accurately the concerning Jesus things. Ta peritu Isu, the things concerning Jesus. All right, any questions on these prepositional phrases? The descriptive genitive may be translated as an adjective sometimes, like tes doxes means glorious. Tes adikias, unjust, and so on. Chosen vessel, ek loges, but these are regularly adjectives, but it could be regularly actually nouns of choice by choice, but it means chosen in an adjective form. It's a chosen vessel. All right, any questions further on those?
In the very beginning you mentioned a word antiphon. What that means?
Afon. Was it?
Anthon.
Anthon, huh?
Anthon.
That was because. Anthon, from antihon.
Antihon.
Yeah, because of, instead of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, yes, sir. Then page 115, the adjective, the neglected part of grammar, the origin of the adjective, it was usually, what did it first to start out to be in paragraph 128, the bottom there? What did it used to be? The adjective was a what? substantive or noun. Okay, and then the top of page 116, three evidences that it was a noun. First, the close relationship or kinship between the noun and the adjective in the root and inflection. They have the similar root and similar inflection. Second, the Sanskrit, which is quite similar to Greek, makes much less distinction between noun and adjective than does Greek. Then the third, strongest evidence, the employment of an appositional substantive in the exact relation of an adjective, which has persisted even to the present time. What do we mean by that? A city, home. That's a substantive, noun, noun. City is a noun, home is a noun, right? Well, city obviously is used as an adjective, right? It's an adjective position. And it means a city, a treasure, house. Treasure is a noun, house is a noun, so on. So the New Testament. Ento Yordane patamo. In the Jordan, in river. Jordan is a noun, river is a noun. But obviously you mean what kind of river? Jordan River, it's used as an adjective. All right, then the agreement of adjectives. They agree, notice, in paragraph 129, with the noun in gender, number, and case, the one that it modifies. Usually, that's the case. I'm a good shepherd, hapoimein, hakalos, shepherd the good. So it's the good modifying shepherd, and it's an attributive position with the article, even though the article follows it, and of course it agrees in person, or rather number, in gender, and case, rather. And then a collective noun may take a plural adjective, determine the agreement in sense rather than form. Then the agreement in sense may also apply to gender. Sometimes these don't always go gender, number, and case, but usually they do gender, number, case. If they have some other gender, number, case, it's usually called attraction. By attraction, it's attracted for the normal case because of some other word that's in the context. Any question on the agreement then of the adjective? You can't have a masculine noun and a feminine adjective. See, usually you go together. That's why I ask you, what is this feminine, why? And it goes with choras, because chora is feminine, and so on. All right, page 117 at the top, the function of the adjective is to describe, like we have in English, the beautiful garden, or you can say the garden of beauty. See, it originally was the garden of beauty, which is the beauty garden. And so this is the way it has come to be an adjective, beautiful garden. And then, bonus to footnote one under that, while the genus of the adjective is description, it's not the only idiom for distinction like that. The same belongs to the genitive, especially the genitive of description, genitive of apposition. That's page 75 and page 79 in this book before. And those are also like the description type thing. And instead of the adjective, it can be actually a noun in the genitive case. Could describe this as well as this. Now here's the one, two, three of it. Here's the three steps in the development of the adjective. A beauty garden. Now, obviously, beauty is what part of speech? Noun. Here with beauty and garden. Then a garden of beauty with the genitive of description or genitive of apposition, right? Garden of beauty. And then a beautiful garden. Now, those are the one, two, three developments of the adjective senses. I think it's interesting to have that. Now, bottom of page 117, we see the adjectival used, the adjective used as a modifier. And then we'll see it's used as a noun, then it's used as an adverb. Those three different uses of the adjective. Number one, the adjective is a modifier. Primary use, of course, is to limit or describe a noun. And the threefold relationship, a twofold relationship, rather, on top of 118, either attributive or predicative. Attributive, as it mentions, describes a quality to the noun, and the predicative makes an assertion about a noun. So, ha, adikos, krites, the unjust judge. The ha is a quality, and then the adjective and predicate relation makes an assertion during the noun, which my version was ha krites adikos. The judge is unjust, you see. Now that's important, for instance, in 2 Timothy 3:16, for instance. Pasa graphe theonestos. All scripture given by inspiration of God. Theonestos, God breathed. All scripture, God breathed. Now, is that all God-breathed scripture is profitable for doctrine? Or is it all scripture, then put the copula, st, in there, is God-breathed, you see? Is it the genitive, or is it the noun in the attributive position, or the noun in the, or adjective rather, in the predicative position? And obviously the best interpretation is a predicate, see? All scripture is, see, given by inspiration of God. It's not all scripture given by inspiration of God is also profitable. If it were that way, all scripture given by inspiration of God, you'd have another article, like Pasha Gafe Ha Theonistos, or whatever the combination would be in the proper gender and so on. All scripture that is, which is God-breathed scripture, see, is proper for doctrine. And that's, of course, the false way that the American Standard Version renders it. It's every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for so-and-so. That's how they do it. See, you got it right over there. And that's the error. That is one of the most grievous errors of the modernists, mm-hmm. so many of whom who rendered that. And, of course, these fundamentalists who go along with that ASV, it's terrible. That's one of the most atrocious changes. But here it is, right in the area of attributive or predicate adjective and how you're going to interpret it. See, usually, and the footnote says, you have the article with the attributive adjective, but not always. And the predicate adjective usually occurs invariably without the article. Those are the general rules of thumb. A, attributive, article, see? And the other one without the article. That's usually A, article, attributive. But not always. All right, then the adjective uses a noun. And three different genders you can use as a noun. It's used as a masculine gender when the noun is concrete. Thou art the Holy One, a hagios to thou of God. It's a concrete masculine, hagios, the holy blank, the holy one, the holy person, the holy being. So you have to supply. This is an adjective, hagios. And yet it's used as a noun, isn't it? The holy one. Then the feminine gender, top of page 119, is generally understood with the feminine substantive is understood. Epporelthe, Aisten, Orninane. He went into the mountainous. Orninane is mountainous, it's an adjective. And should agree with the Choran, as the note indicates, the mountainous what? The mountainous country. So the translator, they went into the mountainous country, understood. And the neuter singular of an adjective is used as an abstract noun. The to Christon to the goodness of God, the good like quality. Good Christon is an adjective, and it's like an abstract noun. Any questions on those nouns or adjectives used as a noun there? Many times we have this, don't we, in our translation? They leave off the noun; it's just the adjective alone. Then the adjective uses an adverb when it bears a close relationship to the adjective. The adverb bears a close relationship to the adjective, and it was the simplest and earliest adverb the adjective used to be. And in the case of the adjective, it is usually an accusative of reference. Ta loipon kairete, and to finally rejoice in the Lord. In other words, ta loipon be an adjective with reference to the rest. See, what's left over, loipon, with reference to what was done. In other words, finally. It's really an adjective, but it's used like an adverb. And then the bottom of this page, it gives you several things of what words mean and what they don't mean. For instance, hapu ein yuanes ta proton baptizon does not mean where John was the first to baptize. He ta proton baptizon. But it means where John first entered into the process of baptism. See, this is the idea of, like Tom Monu, you know, the only God or the God alone. This is the type of thinking you have to get in to properly exegete these passages. Which is it? Is it the adverbial adjective going closely with the verb, therefore God alone? Or is it the adjectival adjective, which would be, you're modifying, only God? See, that's where you have to figure it out. And they give several things. The gay kaporpore proton horton means the land bears a blade first, not the first thing the land does is to bear a blade. In other words, there's a little bit of nuances as to the meaning of the adjective depending upon whether it's adverbial or a regular type adjective. Any questions then on that one? All right, then the comparison of the adjectives, we close by looking at this one, the comparative and the superlative degree, and then we close tonight. First, the comparative, which means what in English? Comparative of an adjective. What's the first step? What's it called?
Better,
good. And what is the good called? What step is that called? If the better is called the comparative degree, what degree is the first called? Anybody know? So it's called the positive. See, the positive, the comparative, and superlative. Yeah, yeah. But the first one is called the positive. Good. Better. Now, there are five ways of expressing better or comparative in Greek. First is the positive adjective. See, it says positive. In other words, the good idea with a prepositional phrase. For instance, greater sinners, amartaloi parapantas, all, see, above all, beyond all, the hamartolo, which be sinners above all. In other words, greater sinners. It's just the ordinary positive with a prepositional phrase. Secondly, the positive adjective followed by kalon soi estin a, good than. Well, good than means better, better for the than to be cast. So sometimes just the positive with a will give the comparative translation. Then positive adjective with the malon, kalon estin auto malon, it were better for him that he had been. So kalon malon, positive with malon, positive with a, positive with the prepositional phrase. There's three different positive adjectives that can be comparison, be the comparison, in other words, the same as better instead of good. Good, better, best. All right? By the comparative adjective followed by A. Here's a comparative in A. A mid-zone, which is greater, is the one prophesying, than, so on. And then by the comparative adjective followed by the ablative. Comparative sophoteron ton anthropon. Foolish of God is wiser than man. So here you have the five different ways, three of which are the positive degree of the adjective, like good, for meaning better, and two of them meaning better, which mean better. See? So there are five ways of doing it. Any questions on the comparative passage?
I'm trying to think. There are three cases: comparative, superlative, and
positive. Yeah, positive. Start with positive. Comparative, superlative. That's right. Good, better, best. That's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. That's what my mom always told me to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I've always succeeded in following, but it sounds good. All right, superlative degree, which is the best. That's superlative, best. Three variations. Number one, comparative is sometimes used for superlative. In other words, mezzon de tuton, but the greatest of these is love. It says greater, literally, but it means greatest. In other words, it's used as a superlative. Secondly, rarely, the regular superlative is used in the normal function. For instance, ego agar emi ha elachistos ton apostolon. I am the least. Here's elachistos is the actual superlative used as it ought to be used. But the majority of superlatives, in the third place, are used for emphasis. And they don't just mean the best. They mean the very exceedingly. They're elative superlatives. The, you know, like we use so many times in radio advertising and newspaper advertising. The biggest, the most colossal, you know, the great stupendous, you see, gigantic. These things. Megasta. Tatimaya kai megasta he mean Epangelamata, Gelmata rather, Dedoreta. Alright? He has given unto us the megasta. That's just the biggest promises. But not just biggest, but the exceeding great. Instead of just the biggest promises in his word, but the exceeding great promises, the precious as well. So that's the story of the evening. Are there any comments or questions that you may have before we close? We didn't take too much time in that delay of the phone, and pardon me for that. We are over by 10 minutes. Would one of you please close in a word of prayers? The Lord would lead you as we close our class.
Again, thank you for the privilege to be here tonight to study thy word again in this language. I pray that you'd give us understanding of it this week as we study it again. And Lord, we discipline ourselves to spend time in the Word every day and also in this language, Lord, that it may become a part of us that we can see what you are trying to say, Lord, in a more exacting way. Just pray you be with each of us the remainder of this week. Bless us and use us for thy glory. And pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll see you next week, and we'll move on. John 5, 45 to 627. In many pages, 122 to 130. Okay, keep up the good work.